and two.
You know that look you see on Olympic athletes' faces right before the starting gun goes off? That's the kind of intensity in the air here. It's less than a week until showtime. Winter weather has scuttled the last few rehearsals. And today, these dancers have got their work cut out for them.
Oh, today is really one of those days. We are in the thick of it.
Donna Jacobs is the artistic director of Full Circle Dance Company.
We're fine-tuning. It's, you know, is the hand up? Is the hand down? Where are the fingers? Where is the head? And everybody is interested in the precision of it all at this point. It's not just, what's the general concept? Is it right? And is it presentable? And are we giving our audience the best?
Jacobs looks on over the top of her spectacles. She crinkles her eyebrows and purses her lips. You get the sense that she's trying hard to keep her comments to herself. Her dancers need to work it out with each other. When the curtain goes up for opening night at Baltimore's Theater Project, these dancers will be decked out in colorful costumes, bathed by the warm glow of stage lights. Right now, they're wearing sweatshirts and tights and ankle socks to keep their toes warm. They glide in formation across the black floor of a no-frills practice studio. The brick walls are painted white, no windows. Fluorescent lights buzz overhead. It's an austere setting, functional, no distractions. Just a wall-length mirror that stares back at the dancers, refusing to hide any mistakes.
Full Circle is a company of about 13 dancers. We've been around for now 13 years, and it's an eclectic group, people of many different backgrounds, but all very technically strong and dedicated dancers.
Strong and dedicated indeed, and united in their purpose, but hardly uniform.
Liz Pelton.
Allison Powell.
Kakuti Lin.
Crystal Henry.
Angelica Danielli.
Rachel Geiger.
Morgan Gelinas.
Hope Byers.
Jennifer Say.
Amanda Rosenbaum.
April Lawyer.
Teresa D'Angelo.
Abby Hammer.
These dancers are of different ages, different races, different backgrounds, different day jobs, too.
Professional writers, or editors, or publicists, or bill drafters in a legislative body somewhere, or people who work on health policy.
Suffice it to say, they are a smart bunch. They take turns choreographing, and they literally keep each other on their toes.
Oftentimes, when you see a company where the work comes from a single choreographer, it winds up being flat.
Which is obviously not a worry for Full Circle. Each dance in any given program is the brainchild of a different choreographer. And the programs themselves aren't just excuses to string movements together. They have cerebral themes, like the relationship between dance and the written word, the map of the unconscious mind, or the tyranny of body image stereotypes.
We find that when we work together in this way, we get a really wonderful tapestry of choreography and a sort of a cross-section of capabilities of what we might do. And we enjoy working in that way. And you're learning from one another, and you're learning from people's backgrounds and the way that they think and what it is that they're looking to articulate.
The theme for this year's program? Impulse. Responses to music, rhythm, and sound. The choreographies range from a dance titled Ancestor's Whisper to a piece inspired by the work of neurologist Oliver Sacks to this arrangement by Full Circle member Hope Byers.
The name of my piece is Lullabies, Love, and the Last Dance, music from and inspired by life.
An epic title for an ambitious dance.
So we start with the first rhythm that you experience in life, which is your mother's heart.
The rhythm of a heart pulsates on the sound system. Dancers twirl in slow underwater motion. They ebb and flow across the floor as an organic unit. The beat subsides. In the far corner of the studio, 13-year-old Jane Pelton tucks a violin under her chin and starts to play. Dancer Kakuti Lin takes the floor, cradling a red silk scarf as if it were a baby. It's the story of a mother soothing her child with a lullaby. Choreographer Byers says a moment like this is when music is at its most human and perfectly imperfect.
The first time a mother sits down with that child and wants to soothe them, you automatically sing a lullaby. It may just be, please, baby, go to sleep. Mommy is tired. But where does that music come from? It comes from within.
The baby rests. The dance continues. There's a wedding, and finally a funeral. Choreographer Byers is from Louisiana.
I don't know if some people are familiar with the jazz funeral tradition from the New Orleans area. I wanted to kind of bring that out. So we go through a processional, which is, you know, you're taking your loved one to the burial site. After that, though, we're going to celebrate their lives.
The music shifts from a dirge to a parade march. The dancers lift their bowed heads, and a somber processional gives way to an exuberant, hand-clapping, foot-stomping, high-kicking finale. Byers says if you've ever been part of a jazz funeral, your emotions just take over. Her advice to her fellow dancers? Move like nobody's watching.
I told them, do the steps, but I want them to transcend the movement. I want them to really look inside themselves, listen to that music within, bring it out, and let everyone enjoy it.
The Full Circle Dance Company brings their performance Impulse, Responses to Rhythm, Music, and Sound to the theater project in Baltimore this weekend. Shows are Friday and Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. The address, 45 West Preston Street. And you can find a link to more details online at our website, wypr.org/programs/signal. For The Signal, I'm Aaron Hinken.